Hey guys, are you ready to transform your mind so you can transform your life? Coach Mirna brings you one-on-one coaching and expert guests weekly to help you to grow. Because happiness is the progressive realization of a worthy goal.
Looking for personal growth? Let's do it.
Whether you're a garage entrepreneur or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to start, run, and grow your business without the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling superfood smoothies or offering organic omega-3s, Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform got you covered. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform to take your business to the next level today. Are you aware of the revolution that has taken place in fasting that helps weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health? Well, it's called Prolong. Prolong is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. And all this starts with Prolong's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Right now, Prolong is offering Transform Your Mind listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonglife.com/transform for this special offer.
Welcome back to Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Brenna Young, and sitting in the guest chair today is Katya Stern, author of You Were Born to Wow. Love that. And today we're going to be talking about how to become a wow woman. Listen, you want a wow. You want heads to turn. You want people to say, wow. So this is a great conversation. So if you guys are tuning in, definitely stick around so you can find out how to become a wow woman. Welcome, Katya.
Thank you, Mirna. Thanks for having me here. Definitely. We sometimes don't even know that we want to become a wow woman. So today we're going to talk about who that wow woman is and how to become if you choose to, of course.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I want to become a wow woman.
And wow, for everybody, wow is different. As my wow is not your wow, or if that's our wow, it's even better. For me and for women that I work with and when I help and spreading the movement of wow woman movement is, it's somebody who has been through a lot. Of course, we've all been through a lot and has come out on the other side. And now she is confidently shows up in the boardroom, bedroom, and on the beach because a lot of self and her life. So yes, that's it. Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Well, we got started already, ladies and gentlemen. But let me just give you a background on Katya. She is known as the Wow Woman. Katya Stern, she's a transformational speaker, twice a best-selling author, and a certified Jack Canfield trainer. After 40, Katya won bodybuilding competitions and beauty pageants. This experience started her mission to inspire women worldwide to become wow. Prioritize themselves without sacrificing luxuries, embrace audacity and boldness, and act intentionally. Katya works with women wrestling with suppressed sensuality, emotions, femininity, and the inability to experience joy and pleasure due to a complex web of societal norms, professional obligations, and internalized expectations. So, as a connoisseur of luxurious, empowering experiences, Katya's primary aim is to assist women on their journey of self-discovery guiding them to unleash and embrace their repressed sensuality, emotions, and inherent femininity. And I love what you just said. Hey, from the boardroom to the bedroom. So let's get started.
Exactly. Thanks for the-
I love it. All right. So as a continuation of your bio, Katya, what inspired you to start the Wild Woman Movement? And how would you define the wild factor for women? Like you just said, it's different for everybody, but what is like the standard definition?
No standards. But is a general, all of this started with me, obviously, when I remember I was about to turn 40 and I woke up, tossed out the blanket and walked into the bathroom. And all of a sudden, who is that woman looking back at me? I hardly recognized her. I mean, I understood. I tried to blame it on the lighting, but a different side, I knew it was me. But some kind of outdated, expired version of me. And I was like, is that all there is? That's it? I mean, for years I've been doing stuff that, we all do or we think that we're supposed to do. Half of it, it's not even true. Half of those things we don't have to do at all. But, I was trying to be a good woman and not that I, lived a bad life or anything. I was living in Monaco.
Oh, wow.
Did an all good closet full of designers' clothes and apartment in Miami. But, what would it all matter if that clothes doesn't fit anymore?
Yeah,
if I feel like I lost my French college, and it was all about everybody else. Like I was a single mother. I was doing well for myself. Finished law school, a master's in law degree, and all of a sudden I realized that I'm kind of missing the life. It's passing by, but where am I in this picture? And also I realized that it wasn't my ex-boyfriend, who left me for some stupid bimbo. It wasn't my grandmother's genes who were, not allowing me to be the way I want to be. It's me. I betrayed. I forgave, I forgot. I didn't forget. That's what I was supposed to do. That's what I did after. I forgave myself for everything that I have and haven't done. But at that moment, I realized something needed to change, and I wanted to bring myself in the picture and just have more pleasures, more fun, and actually start living for me. And that's what I did. And the next 8 years now, I started doing the fun stuff, and I started giving myself a gift after the gift. And one of the guests was becoming a fitness bikini competitor. At 42, I was on stage naked in Hollywood. And I was thinking, who is this person?
Wow.
Because I can be anything pretty much. And then the beauty pageant. And then I won Mrs. Canada at 40, I believe, 6. And then 48, I was on the cover of Glamour magazine. And just, a couple of weeks ago, what I did is that's another level of audacity. I turned 50 this November. So imagine a 50-year-old woman walking a lingerie show a couple of weeks ago after my hip replacement surgery that I had done about 6 months ago. And I mean, that's another level on this because there's never enough. There's no end to this wellness. And we again, this is what you call the standard. Standard is creating what you want and just going for it. So that's my little story.
I love it. Well, now I have a couple of circle backs. Now I'm looking at you and some of the, our listeners that's on the podcast is not can't see you, but hey, head over to the Transfer Your Mind YouTube channel so you can see Katya. So you are beautiful. You look like a model. But what I think I'm hearing you say is that you were never in the modeling field until you turned 40. So what made you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I don't like what I see. I want to become a model. Give us the bridge to that.
Yeah, thanks for this question, because I think that resonates with a lot of women. First of all, for the longest time, I did not consider myself beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then even when I did, there's another side of this story of beautiful women that not a lot of people realize. There's people think that you have to like work less. You actually have to work better, because you know, you judge like more, and we're all judged. You know, that's a reality of life. But it's like you have to prove that you're not just beautiful, you're not just a pretty face, you actually have some substance to you. So you have to work hard, because there's no, people don't forgive you for being, you know, that's
the truth. But you also said you had a law degree, so we covered that one.
I did. But it was a constant, you know, having to constantly prove that. And I had a psychology degree and marketing degree, and then law degree in Russia, where I'm from. And then law degree, master's in law in Miami. So it's like four high-end, and still inside, it doesn't matter how much you go for that next level of success. It's all on what you feel inside. And no matter what I was doing, I still felt kind of not, you know, not pretty enough, believe it or not, not smart enough, not successful enough, not enough all the time.
It's and a again, problem among a lot of people, not just even women. A lot of people have the not enoughness, right?
Right. And what I'm saying is it's not the external. And my story is a you know, proof of that. No amount of accolades, no amount of money, no amount of beauty even will help you, you know, feel that worthiness, wowness, if you don't have that inside, because it's an inside job. It's not an outside. And that was, you know, I was doing that outside part. I was doing pretty well, but that didn't bring me that satisfaction that I was, you know, searching for.
So, all right. So I'm still trying to get the bridge. So you looked at yourself.
Okay.
You weren't happy when you saw in the mirror. And you hadn't some enoughness. So how did you decide to become a fitness model? Is that what you were, a fitness model?
I didn't think I could, you know, even in my, you know, worst nightmare or best dream, I could ever even imagine that it's possible, you know, for me. A totally imperfect body. I had a eating disorder for years, so I was never happy with my body. Dysmorphic, obviously. So, obviously, but a lot of people with eating disorder understand this. And so I never loved my body. But then I made a decision. And that's, I think it's one of the most important things I'll say today. Anyways, it's making a decision. Mm-hmm. Everything stems from allowing yourself to make that decision. What do you want? And go for it. But that decision that I'm going for this, like it became the starting point for everything I do. And I actually heard it from Bob Proctor, legendary Bob Proctor from.
Yeah, I love him. He talks about only 5% of the populations ever goes for it, like you say, right?
Right. I was so fortunate to meet Bob Proctor. He was my minister. And I remember having dinner. And he said, make a decision.
Okay. And stick to it. Not just make a decision. But stick to it.
Once you make a decision, yeah, there are steps. But before you make a decision, there's really nothing before that. And he told me, I asked him, I want to become like you. I want to be like you when I grow up, meaning like also help people be, you know, people become well. And he told me, write a book.
Okay.
That's not a breach, but there's a breach to a breach. And he told me to write a book. And his book was called, it's called You Were Born Rich. My book, I'm holding it in front of me for those who didn't see the book. You Were Born Wild. So that was inspired by Bob Proctor. But going back to the decision, you know what I did? I was jealous in the best possible way of those women competing, of those women on stage. And I was like, I want to shine. All the work that I've done, all the like, that I have in me, I want to shine too. And I saw those, I think Instagram just started to be big. And I just, this picture of some woman on stage, naked and a Swarovski, looking with those ups. And I was like, I want to be like her. And so when I was doing my goals for the year, I remember writing this down as one of the goals, fitness bikini competition.
This new year, take your business to the next level with a Shopify online store. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort, thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/transform, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/transform now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. These days, a lot of people are learning about the benefits of fasting, like weight loss and gut health, but can't do the not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolong was created. Prolong is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute, Prolong helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolong isn't a diet. It is science. Science-based and Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And all this starts with Prolong's 5-day program that includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. When I first heard about Prolong, I was so excited to try it because I know that fast over 3 days allows your body to get to autophagy, which is where the body recycles and resets. But I can never fast for 3 days on my own. I was able to do a 5-day fast with Prolong without ever feeling hungry. The first day, my fasting glucose levels were down 20 points. And by day 5, I had lost 6 pounds. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolong to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolong is offering Transform Your Mind listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonglife.com/transform. That's prolonlife.com/transform for this special offer. That's prolonglife.com/transform.
And then I go, oh, yeah. Can you write this? Who are you? This chatter inside of me. Who are you to even write this?
Right.
I burst it out. I swear. I was like, No. Who are you? What are you thinking of yourself? And then I was like, okay, come down. I wrote it down again and just let it sit there. Then I came back to it maybe a week later, looking at it. Oh, okay. But I did that. So I guess that was my decision. And I didn't know the hows yet. Just the what. So once you know the what, the how will come. But it's the first thing. Know your what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the what was there. The what was out in the universe. I wrote it down. Then I started thinking about the hows. Okay, you got to get us coach. I mean, I think people who... That's the first thing that successful people always tell you. Get a coach. You will collapse time and effort and money, and you will save so much. And for like, this is for smart and educated people. If you want to save time, money, and energy, get a coach. So I did. I reached out to somebody. He's like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm like, I'm 40, whatever I was at, 40 something, but I'm 41. He's like, yeah, okay, we have a category for old people like you. So that was that, you know.
Yes, they do. I know there's a competition called Mrs. America, but that's not what you're talking about, right? Yes.
That was a bodybuilding competition. And they have like, I don't remember now, 40 to 45, 45 to 50. Now they go up to 60, or I don't even know if it's limited these days, but it was 8 years ago. And that's how I just made a decision, because I was jealous.
Yes.
I think I get it.
You know, goals are important. First of all, you didn't like what you looked like, and you decided to do something about it. That's a decision. And I don't know how far you had to go, but were you overweight or anything at the time? Did you have to lose weight or just...
No, that's the thing. I remember my girlfriend took a photo of me from behind, and I like naked, and I looked at the photo, and it wasn't anything awful. I wasn't like overweight, nothing. It wasn't that, you know. This is, again, I think it's a very important lesson. This wasn't what I knew I could be.
Okay.
So for everybody, it's different. But if you know you can do better, if you know you can be different, if you know that's not your limit, that this gap is where all the suffering is. Not that I wasn't up to somebody's standards, even on stage, I wasn't up to somebody's standards. I wasn't perfect. I wasn't perfect on stage, but the thing is,
you're doing it.
Yes. But I wasn't.
You're doing it.
For years. And next year, I made it to Canadian National Championship. Then I was on stage, like, at the National Championship. And I, again, what am I doing here? Who am I to be here? And then, who am I not to be here?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm so proud of you. Listen, this is a good story, because a lot of times people think that maybe they were 35 and they were too old. You know, what you're saying is true.
That's what I was thinking.
You can start at any age, you know, and do something with yourself. Age is just a number. And you know, once your brain or your mind, and it starts with your mind. I love what you said. You make a decision. You don't like where you are, and you make a decision. Now, the great thing about your decision is, you know, you wanted to feel good about yourself, and you wanted to do something that was stimulating. That a lot of us will just need to go to the gym. You don't need to become a champion bodybuilder or something. You just go to the gym. Or, you know, a lot of times I have that experience with, you know, like you, looking in the mirror and not liking my boobs.
Yeah,
so, yeah. You know what I mean? See, yeah. And my husband is saying, there's nothing wrong with your boobs. And I'm saying, well, I don't like them.
Well, the thing about my boobs, okay, let's talk about boobs. I didn't like them. Well, first of all, I didn't like them. When I started doing, I was all shredded. So I had no fat. So I had no boobs. From my like D size, I went to zero. So I didn't like them at that point. So I had them done. So when I did it for a couple of years, I'm like on stage and I loved it. Now that I started, when I stopped competing and I'm like almost 50, I didn't like them again. I love and hate. So what I did 6 months ago.
Loving it.
6 months ago, I removed them. Now I'm loving my boobs again. But let's talk in 5 years. We'll see what I have to say on this. Again, you can change, you can do things, and that's so many options.
And like you said, it wasn't being your grandmother's fault because of your genes, or it wasn't an ex-boyfriend that left you or whatever. It is how you feel, and that's the most important thing. It's how you feel about yourself. Now, the next question I have here is talking about self-image, and you said something a minute ago about self-image, but I want to cover what I learned. I learned that, let's say that we're talking here about we didn't like our boobs, right? So we got them done. But you know, you can go and get your boobs done, and then you look in the mirror, and you still don't like yourself. You know what I mean? Pretty boobs, right?
Right.
So because they're saying that your self-image is in your mind, and it really doesn't matter what you look in the mirror. So we're talking about your work of getting women from now to wow. So let's say you are, let's talk about you, that you didn't like what you looked like. You went on the stage, you won competitions. You, did that change your self-image, or how did that work?
Absolutely. So I was actually, my self-image was, and also I was struggling between this, like, oh, not being too flashy, not being too, you know, dressed up. And because again, oh, that's beautiful. It must be. And she's pays too much attention, because I saw that a woman who wants to save the world, you know, she's, it's kind of shallow to take care of, you know, the,
I get you. Like, she gets to look like Mother Teresa. Okay. I get you.
All right. But I was still more on that side. I was still into fashion, but not too much. So there were like periods of time when I would like to completely be like hiding. And then I would, you know, again, love and paint with myself. But after I've done this whole competition, it's not about the competition. It's about changing my perception of myself, because my confidence level just soared. Because I stuck to my diet. I was, you know, I pursued my, I can't recall, dream, my goal, I guess, at the time, my desire, calling. And of course, I saw myself differently, because I saw myself, oh my God, if I could do this, I pretty much can do anything in life.
Yes.
So, and once you look at that confident woman, once you look at the woman who actually done something, the self-image is becoming you, becoming me. I see me, and it's just hard to explain, actually. And a lot of like my women that I help, they say, I've become myself. Right. So becoming myself, I guess that self-image is like you're seeing you. But before that, you got to go through the mindset work, which is, for me, mindset work is all about self-love. So it's self-love. Once you put yourself on a pedestal, once you become your number one priority, and you really start loving yourself, then you can do everything else. And then you do your self-care as the best form of self-love, which is fitness, nutrition, and just, you know, everything you can do for your energy. And then goes self-image in the sense that that's how you connect to the world. You dress, how you walk, talk, how you, you know, show up. And all those three things are very important. And self-love probably be the number one. And then everything stems from there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, because if you have a bad self-image, it comes from lack of confidence, no self-love, something playing in your head that someone said to you when you were a child. You know what I mean? You just mentioned that, you know, maybe a boyfriend left you for a younger person and you feel old or fat or whatever. So when you bring back the self-love, you're right. That is actually the foundation to build everything else up. Yes.
Absolutely. And self-love is not just the, you know, it is self-love is how you would want your partner, your lover would want to treat yourself. Some compassion, some forgiveness, some acceptance, all of those things. And a lot of people confuse self-love with, again, self-care. It's the best form of self-love, but I love myself. I'm going to give myself like a manicure. It's an important part, but that's not really self-love. Self-love is building the boundaries and learning to say no. And again, like becoming that queen that you are, but forgot because of those things that somebody said sometimes a while ago. That person may not even be alive, but you still remember.
It's true.
But on the other hand, you know, I think it's important to remember that we all had that childhood. I grew up in a good family, but still, like my father was very controlling in the best possible way because he wanted the best for me. But again, there were things that I consider trauma now, and not because he like beat me or like nothing like there's no. Nothing like that. He really loved me, but his way of loving was very demanding, very strong. And I kind of like, I started beating myself up because I always heard that, you know, I took it as he was criticizing me, but he was doing it out of love. So we all have that childhood.
Yeah.
We all were, there was, you know, always pretty much in everybody's life, a woman's life is that boyfriend.
And if it's not your parents, when you go to school, the teachers and the kids.
Of course, I was bullied, but not for like some, you know, not that I was I call it weight, I know, like anything physical. I was bullied because my father had a Mercedes in Russia in 19 whatever 80. Nobody likes the beautiful rich kid.
Once you're different. Whatever way you're different, then you get picked on. So,
right. I remember a girl that told me, "Oh, this guy really, I like him. You like me?" And the girl came up to me and said, "Oh, this guy, oh, he likes you only because your father is this and that."
Yeah, yeah.
My God, I still remember this. I'm like, "How about me?" So I had to work harder to, to be normal, whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad it came full circle. You know, you had that issue when you were a child by thinking that maybe people only liked you because your father is rich or, you know.
When nobody had anything.
Right, exactly. And then you carried that somehow subconsciously, and then you decided to improve your self-image and become a wow woman. So I love that. So let's talk now about this from now to wow, you know. So your program involves, you know, self-love, which we talked about, self-care and self-image that we just talked about. So how does these three elements or insights contribute to personal transformation? Walk us through how someone that is able to incorporate, they love themselves, you know, you talked about boundaries, you know, they have great self-image because now they're confident, they're doing certain things, they take care of themselves, and now they're going to be transformed to this wow woman where you walk, you know, you walk into a room and everybody can see it. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, right?
Right. But the most important thing, that you are wowed by your own confidence, by your own sensual charisma, by the woman you have become. Because by that time, when she becomes a wild woman, she doesn't really care that much about other people. I mean, that much, because I think it's not true when we say, oh, I don't care about other people. No, we all care. That's just human nature. And it's okay to care, but not to be influenced by somebody else's opinion. So I love to hear other people's opinion, but I don't react. I'm like, okay, if 10 people told me this thing, maybe I'll take it as a feedback, not as an offense. But I make that decision because I'm a wild woman and I control my thoughts, my behaviors, my actions. The rest of it is, you know, it's not up to me. It's other people's stuff. So, yeah. And the three things, this is for me, how every transformation happens. And going back to the self-love part is how we would treat our children. We would not, let's say, not just, it's important, but with their actions, right? We talked about actions a little bit, but some people say, oh, I know everything. I know everything about how to. Okay, but you can't, as a mother, you can't just read your child all the broccoli. You actually have to feed that broccoli. You have to eat it. So actions are important in self-love. Is there, self-love is about action. But before we do those actions, it's making a decision for soul. Like, I want to change. I want something different. I want this or that. So get very clear on what you want. Very important. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on that. What's going to happen as a result? So when I was my bodybuilding story, I visualized me on stage in detail. I would be standing there, what I would look like, what I would feel inside, what people would, you know, after I'd post those photos, what they would, you know, comment, who was, you know, love me, who would hate me. Like, I was ready for it. And then that gave you so much excitement. So once you got to figure out what you want, then make a decision, then, like, really feel into that and try to, like, put on that role of, who are you when you're loving yourself? Who are you? Slide here. Who are you when you are that that wild woman? What do you look like? What do you talk? How do you talk? I was recently on TV. Like, now I'm on TV. You know, like, that's another level for me. And I was talking about this, what if I truly and unconditionally love myself? What would I, like, let's say, would I go out with this person? Would I stay at this job? Would I eat this if I truly and unconditionally love? Is there so much work in this first self-love part?
Oh my God.
It is so much. And then this acceptance of your starting point, which is point A on everybody's journey. And a lot of us like to kind of sugarcoat, but I'm okay. But my neighbor or my girlfriend, she's even worse. Well, I can live with this. Like, no, be true to yourself. Do you like it, or do you think it can do something else? And because sugarcoating, we end up living in self-deception, and that's not good for self-love, for transformation, for anything. So accepting of life as is. And when I saw that photo, believe me, I didn't like it. I cried for like a week, because I think things were better. I thought things were actually better. because I didn't see reality. I didn't face it.
All right.
But when I do health coaching, when I help women lose weight, and which is like now it's part of the whole transformation, not lose weight. I'm sorry. It was at the beginning was more about weight loss. Now it's not. It's more like to get the energy back. So you can be a size 2, 4, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's more, are you happy with that size? That whatever that is for you, are you comfortable in your dress? That's my parameter. You know, that your favorite dress, are you comfortable in that or not? So I asked women to take that photo and cry if you need to. Cry in your pillow, then you can get out of your napkins, and then breathe it out. Accept reality as is, it is what it is. Then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself of the things that done, haven't done. A lot of us get stuck on this. Well, I should have been eating this. I should have been eating properly. I should have been exercising. I should be exercising that. Yeah. Those should have, could have, would have. Come on. Reality is, you have not done it. What
the reality is, you did it. Right. And you can either start from now or accept it. Yes.
Or not. Or, yeah, it's now to wow. It's now. It's not. You know, whatever, 20 years ago, but you know, 20 years ago, I was size 2 and I did, and I exercised. I'm like, hello. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, today, accept reality, cry, get up, let's go. Okay, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. I mean, the art of forgiveness is like such a powerful instrument, because if not forgiving ourselves, we hold ourselves hostages from feeling, you know, feeling good about ourselves. We block that energy of any kind of love because we feel guilt. We think we have to feel guilty. It's actually there's a decision in the subconscious that I have to feel guilty for something I have done or haven't done. And I have to feel shame for things that, and I mean, it's easy to say, but it's more difficult to do. But again, it takes time and it takes effort to actually get rid of those things by accepting them. Okay, this is how I feel shame in my body. And maybe sit with this, how I feel shame. You all get red and get this hot flush. and whatever you feel, right? Not this, maybe. Go through it and accept it. It's okay. I feel shame. That's okay. And forgive yourself for that. This very, very powerful instrument of forgiving yourself for the things. You're not perfect. But you know, wow woman is not perfect. Wow woman, as
no matter so what you think of our
forgives
at it. Right.
Yeah, but it's all
perfect.
Like, we forget it, right?
Especially for a little older, there's things that's not gonna be perfect. You know, you got over the 18-year-old perfection. After that, you're no longer perfect. But I want
to tell you, at 18, I didn't think I was perfect. I was so imperfect.
Wait, that's probably your most perfect, even though you didn't believe that.
Right. Because now I am imperfectly perfect.
Yes, exactly.
I am.
At 50 years old, you were, you know, as close to perfect as you can get. But I want to get back to something, and I didn't have it here as one of my questions, but you talked about in your bio about assisting women to have sensuality, and I'm assuming to wow in the bedroom. How do you do that?
Right. I realized that having to achieve all the things that I have achieved, being a single mother and work, the business, everything takes, we need to use masculine energy. And that's what we do. We have to.
Yeah.
And then we become very controlling. We become, not that we lose our femininity, we do a little bit because the energy is there, and we take that control, we take that masculine the doer part. We take it in our private life. And then a lot of women, very successful, beautiful women, independent and all of that, struggling with personal relationship because who they want is a masculine man who will take care of everything. Not everything, the things that he's supposed to, right? Who would be the doer, who would be the provider, because that's what masculine men want. And he,
right,
that he would take care of us, right? So we want a man who's very masculine, right? Most, but I'm talking about, for this women, because we're tired, right? We're tired of doing everything on our own. We're our women. We can do anything and everything. We can make money. We can be independent. We can raise our children without no help. We can do all that. But do we want to? Of course, more support. Of course, we want more, financially, psychologically, more, like everything. We just want a partner, right? But because we get into that masculine mode ourselves, what happens is there's no polarity. That man that we're looking for is that prince. He has this masculine energy. He's not looking for the same energy. He has own masculine energy. He wants a feminine woman who is, who can give up control. But we can. Because really, when I tell my women, okay, you gotta give up control. What?
Well, you know something? I had four men come on this show and talk about this same exact thing. It's the first time I'm hearing a woman's point of view. So let's bring it on.
I
tell us from a woman's point of view. What happens when you're masculine and a man is masculine, and what happens?
Exactly. And women don't understand because it's so hard to give up that control. And imagine you controlling in the boardroom, okay, but in the bedroom and you're controlling, okay, that's not the man you're looking for. That's a submissive man.
You want that?
I don't know.
The men that come on the show, it's saying you're right. There's no polarity. Nothing ever happens. So what do you teach your women to be more feminine, or how do you help them with this particular issue?
This particular issue is by trusting the universe. I know it's very, we'll trust the universe. I don't do that. It takes a little bit more time than this to kind of build that trust and know that you can actually do less and receive more.
Okay.
Or even when you do, you can still do it in a feminine energy. Because I was totally in my masculine. That's what, when I screwed up my relationship, screwed up, of course. Now it's I help others to not screw it up. And
right.
It's a great lesson that I learned. But by becoming that man, you know how you can learn when you can handle when nothing works for you anymore. Like when this way of living and being in control of everything exhausts you, and you understand, like, okay, I can't do this anymore. If it's not working for you, now it's time.
One of the relationship coach I have on the show, he's been on three times, and one of his favorite things is like, the women, they leave their balls, they put it in a drawer when they get home. It's not when they go to work.
Yeah. You just gotta, I know some women could say, surrender.
Yeah.
So hard to do. Yeah. So hard to do, but that's feminine energy. So feminine energy is not just wearing, lipstick and high heels, even though, yes, it's a good external way of actually starting, because it does give you a little bit of more feminine feel to yourself. And then you can, so for me, whatever works, works, you know, you can use anything. And, but inside, when you are surrendered, you can surrender to that man that you're looking for, then you're going to find the masculine man, because he's looking for a woman who will surrender. He's not looking to, for a woman who will, you know, take you and lead you and control you. And that's a different type of man. They do this. There are lots of them. And then you're going to be,
It's very true.
The dominant man.
Glad you brought that up. So you're saying that when a woman gets to her feminine energy, she becomes a wild woman. So what does the man see? I know being wild is internal, but what does the man see?
The man sees a woman who is in love with herself.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, if she can love herself,
yeah,
she can love me.
Yeah.
Is she?
It's also very sexy too. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. It's true.
And she accepts herself with all of her imperfections.
Right.
She will accept me with my imperfections.
Yes.
If she is disciplined and committed to her own goals, she will support me on my goals and not help me achieve. And for women, for men, it's very important to succeed in their work or whatever they're doing. It's more important than women, right? Because for them, it's like, you know, that he's a hunter. He has to go and get that wherever and bring it home, right?
Right.
Again, we're talking about masculine man that most women want.
Hey, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, they're not all masculine, but you're talking about the masculine alpha males. You're right. We all want, but a lot of times we get the ones that are not, the ones that wants you to do all the work and they just sit back and accept it. But you're right. Those are not real men. Right.
Yeah, but that's what women do. They come into a relationship where it's like, okay, I'm a successful, independent woman. I can do everything myself. I don't really need you.
Right.
Like, and she expects to have a masculine man. No, that masculine man will turn around and say, okay, go to that way. So that's all the submissive that you can control. And then she ends up sitting on the couch doing nothing. And then she's suffering because she's like, how come he's not doing anything for me?
Right.
Of course, you came into this relationship.
Never a masculine man to begin with, if he allows that. But yes, that's very good to make the distinction. Like I said, I've had a relationship coach on here 3 times. And my last couple interviews ago, I talked to a divorce lawyer, and they're all saying exactly the same thing. So I'm glad that, you know, when you're hearing something over and over again, that means that somebody needs to hear it. Someone needs to listen. You know what I mean? And now you're the fourth person that, the fifth person actually, come on and talk about this exact same stuff. So that's amazing. We're having a fantastic conversation.
Thank you.
So I guess it's the time where we get to your book. So tell us about your book. It's called You Were Born to Wow. Yes, it's amazing. Love you. You're rocking it. So why did you write it? I'm pretty sure that the conversations that we've had answers that question, but if you want to add something else. And what do you want women to walk away with after reading?
Yes, I wrote it. I think every book writer writes a book when you know you have a book with you. And I was thinking about it, about sharing my experiences and thinking that I was first thought about myself. Well, I needed to get out of my system. And then, as I already mentioned, I met Bob Proctor. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, you better write a book. And I said, Bob, I don't know how to write a book. And he took out a piece of a napkin, and it was at the restaurant, and wrote the name of the book coach. Here, thank you, McCall. And gave it to me. I mean, I had to listen to Bob Proctor. And I'm glad I did, because it took me, oh my God, I don't remember now, about 6 months to write it, another 6 months to publish, and then it published April 2020. The world was experiencing.
Oh my gosh! But right now, like 2 months into it.
Yeah, it was. It came out when I was already locked down, and so I didn't really have like a big book signing because I was. That's what I was doing it for.
That's right. Unfortunately, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to create an event for myself where I could shine because it made to Barnes and Nobles and, you know, obviously Amazon bestseller and everything. And okay, but I did a little party actually last year. It was wonderful. I did it for myself. And we all can do those little celebrations, or big celebrations for ourselves. And so the book was, of course, it's about my story, but also it's about the steps that I took to get to WOW. And again, WOW is a journey. It's not a destination. I'm still there every day. I'm adding something more wellness and in my life. Again, as I said, like this past 2 months was TV. I was invited to eight and invited to two more TV interviews and Fox, NBC, CBC. Like for me, it's WOW. At this time, I'm in Russian, having an accent, like all those things that so like no special training for I had a worst fear of public speaking for years. And then I worked with Lisa Nichols for Salt too. And now,
those people.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about Jack Canfield. Those are all those people. Yes.
Right. So it's three people. And yeah, my story is, I'm so blessed. This is one of my personal mentors, but Bob Proctor, Lisa Nichols, and Jack Canfield, all from the movie The Secret. And, first time I watched it in 2006, I believe, I was like, that was the beginning of my transformational, thinking. Yeah. And then I attracted them by the law of attraction, which I, obviously believe in. I attracted those people into my life, and I'm, fortunate to be mentored by them. And Lisa, I worked with her personally for 1 year, and now public speaking. So I'm publicly speaking on national TV. Again, with all those imperfections, but like, was really, I made this post on Instagram, like, five reasons for me not to be on TV. But here I am. We can all create five reasons, but the only reason that really is that I wanted to.
So that's rolling. Congratulations. Yeah,
guys, I thank you.
You did it. And all between 40 and 50. It's amazing time.
Now we're 50, 60. There's so much more. So this book is kind of like a, I have my stories with the actionable steps where you will write the answers where you, it's like your workbook. And it is inspirational, it is motivational, and it's transformational. Because it's kind of, I like to not just be an inspiration. I like to be a kick in the butt for women who create those excuses, who start thinking that it's too late. I'm not this of that. Though my story, I let all of you listeners know that it's all complete bullshit. Stop creating those reasons, those excuses, and we'll do the work. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it is doable.
It's easy, right?
Yeah. But you have to realize what it is your wow. Your wow. Not your husband's, not your children's, not your boss's. What's your wow? And then go. And then the seal is in your body. How, that wow, that whatever that is to you, what this will bring into your life, how your relationship will change, how the way you walk will change, the way you dress, the way you make money, the way you, everything will change. And just get into that state of being that wow woman, and you feel it. And out of that, acting out of that state of being wow, everything is much easier and much more pleasurable. And celebrate every little win. Every little win. You can write down every night. What are the wow moments today? What are they? Even little ones. And that's how you build confidence. And okay, I did 3 minutes of, of Stairmaster. You good. Because this celebration, this will make you do 5 tomorrow.
Right.
And then 2 weeks, you'll get to your whatever, 25.
Yes. Yes.
But and if you small steps, like celebrate every small step.
That's good. And the beautiful thing about that, though, is if you set a goal and you actually do it, like you said, you're talking about celebrating the win of doing a Stairmaster, let's say for 30 minutes. But if that was one of your goals and you accomplish it, then guess what? You're telling your brain that it can trust you. So that means the next time you set a goal, you're more apt to accomplish it. So yes, and you celebrate the small victories. You make a goal and you do the steps. You know what they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So one step at a time. So I...
But the goal has to be exciting. That the big bit done, the big goal.
Big one, right, yeah. So
you tell me,
right.
I need to lose, like, let's say 4 pounds. Oh my God, that's so hard. It's not compelling, and that's not interesting. It's not, I'm not going to do it. But if you tell me that, let's say in 6 months, I'm going to race the model runway, and what if I'll do that? No matter 4, 5, 6, whatever, 10.
That is true. That is true. Because, yes, that is a goal that you will do the work to lose the weight. 4 pounds, you're very right. Right. That's actually very true. It's all psychology. Yes. It's true. Yeah. Yes.
It's all about the mind. It's all about creating those.
Make it exciting. Make that. Yeah. Yes. Make it passionable. Exciting. Right. So.
Well, wow.
Well, you inspired me. I'm gonna look for my wild thing and work on it.
I'm glad I should.
Yes. You've inspired me. So this was a great conversation, Katia. Thank you so much for coming on the show and wowing us with your work, with your story. And you know, it's almost unique where, you know, you can. It's not unique, but I'm saying it's almost unique because there's not very many of you out there. So that's why Bob said you need to write a book, because you do need to inspire women and maybe a few men.
Oh, believe me, man inspired. Oh, they rape me day and night. Too much.
But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, well, a lot of it is women, but it can still work for men. It's the same thing. They got goals.
But you know what's interesting? A lot of men, and this is a message for women, a lot of men, husbands, write me. And they say, I wish my wife or girlfriend would love herself this much. My woman would take care of herself this much. She would be as... And I'm like, I feel for those men because they love their women, but, you know, they... Unfortunately, women are not inspired by whatever's happening in their life. So, and I'm like,
so hey, they're
coming to my my world. This enough. I tell her that, you know, that I follow you, that I'm inspired.
It's very true. I've had some friends that have told me the same thing, that they wish their wives would do certain things because they want to see them looking great. They want to be wowed by their woman. They want to feel proud of her. But just right.
Yes, yes.
So,
and I want every every woman to look in the mirror and say, wow.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
It is possible. The message is, and it is possible for every woman to look at herself.
It is. We talked about self-image. We talked about self-love. We talked about self-care. All you got to do is do one of those three things or all three of those things, and it will come. It will happen. It will definitely happen. And have an exciting goal. That's what I took away from here. Have an exciting goal where you will do the work to get to it. Because it's stimulating. It's motivating. Yes.
Sorry, I need to share this too. I used to call like goal setting and, you know, standard coaching procedures, goal setting. But I realized also goals is more of a masculine energy.
Mm.
Setting a goal, having the deadlines, like it's even deadline. The word dead, why would I want anything dead in my life? So again, I reframed it, and now I help others and myself. I have desires, burning desires.
Okay.
So I have no one.
That's much more feminine. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to change my words too. Desired. Yes.
You're going to, you know, come up with yours, but just feel the energy. You can close your eyes and feel it in your body. What it is. You feel,
I know,
more feminine, more sexy, more.
Desire does it for me because.
Yeah, it does.
Desire does it for me.
Desire. Very good. That's another one.
Yes, yes.
Very desire.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Okay. Awesome. So where can our listeners pick up a copy of your book? Let us know your website, your social
media. The book is on Amazon. You Were Born Wild. I'm there. The best way is Instagram. Love-hate relationship with Instagram, but it's still the best platform to connect.
What's your handle on Instagram?
Katya.Stern.
I'm sorry?
Katya.
Oh, okay, your name. Right.
K-A-T-I-A dot Stern. S-T-E-R-N.
Okay. Awesome. 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 But I love Instagram too. So I will definitely follow you on Instagram. And anyone that's listening, definitely follow Katya on Instagram. I will have a link out to her page on the show notes, which will be on the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. We'll also have a transcript of my interview with Katya on the show page as well. And I will link out to her book. Definitely go pick up her book. Listen, I am sure that when you, by the conversation I've had with her today, I know that if you go pick up a copy of her book, you will be inspired. You will become a wild woman. You will do something that's exciting, regardless of how old you are. So, yes, I definitely will pick up a copy of it myself. Because, yes, I got work to do. All right, you're welcome, thanks guys for tuning in.
Thanks. I hope your audience leaves inspired and knowing that there's hope.
yes there's hope. Never pack it up.
Of course, there's so much in front of us. Let's create
exactly
more wellness, more pleasures, more joy.
Yes,
thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Katya. This was a very pleasurable conversation. I love our conversation. And like I said, I walked away with some nuggets that I plan to incorporate into my life as well. So, all right, guys. Listen, thank Katya for being on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button so that you will be notified when I bring fantastic guests like Katya every week. If you're listening to iTunes, we'd love for you to do the same thing. You know, give us a rating, give us a review, and let's also subscribe. Thanks, Katya. Until next time.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Namaste.